welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 64. I am Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And today, as usual, we'll be discussing the tech news of the week and whatever else
tech
we want.
Tech news.
If you're listening live, it's Thursday.
How about we
night.
Call it nerd news?
Nerd news? Why wouldn't we call it geek news?
Because that doesn't flow as good.
But it's
nerd news.
But it's Bleed Geek.
Nerd
it's
news.
Not Bleed Nerd.
Shit.
Anyways, nerd news.
It's Thursday, shortly after 8.
Bleed Geek nerd news.
Not so shortly. But we usually strive to shoot for 8 Thursday evenings. Or you can always find us on our website or on iTunes.
Bleedgeek.com.
Check it out.
Or iTunes. Just do a little searching. Search some Bleed Geek and you'll find us.
You'd also find the Point After Attempt that way.
Yep. Football season.
It is starting, so look forward to that as well. It is, I don't know the date today, the 9th.
9th, 8-9.
The 9th of August today. It's been a regular week for news, I suppose. Nothing crazy happened. Well, some crazy stuff happened Sunday night. We landed on Mars again.
We landed on the moon! I've been waiting to say that.
Not on Mars.
I know, but come on, Mike. Dumb and Dumber. It's funny. Fine. It was in my head, I was excited to say it.
I'm not upset. No. You said it.
Well, yeah, but you didn't sound... Okay. Whatever.
So NASA successfully landed a rover named Curiosity on Mars Monday morning.
Did Curiosity kill the cat?
Well, do you really want to have that discussion right now?
It's funny.
It wasn't the cat's curiosity, though. It's man's curiosity.
Oh. That wasn't my question, though.
But yes, if it was dead, you'd have to open the box to find out.
Schrodinger's cat.
Right.
Look it up. Yeah, Mike's not very enthusiastic.
What am I not enthusiastic about?
We landed on the moon!
No, Mars. Well, we did land on the moon in 1969, but...
Yeah. Anyways.
That was a long time ago.
We're on Mars again.
What happened to the other two? Are they still roping?
No, one died, the other one's still gone. But I feel like it's like on one wheel or something like that. Like they're the first
that,
one.
Is that why they're like, we better get another one up there because this one's about to take shit?
How long does it take to get there?
I saw it. I think it was. I thought it would have been a lot longer, but I thought it only said like 4 months.
Oh, that's not bad. Why aren't we sending somebody there?
Right. Because from what I've heard, well, I think the problem is not so much sending something there as it is coming back.
Yeah, but who cares? If you're on Mars...
Because for the window to be right, I think they said it takes like it's like a five-year round trip to be able to return. And so, I mean, once you get someone there, that's fine, because the rovers, we just leave there. But to have someone return, to be lined up in the right appropriate areas to be able to actually get back to Earth, it's like a five-year mission, and at that point... Who knows what's going to happen to you? You got to have food. You got to have water. There's a lot of supplies you got to take with you for 5 years.
Yeah, but I feel like think how good an alien drumstick would probably taste. And you've got all those lack of atmosphere, so you just have to let it sit out in the sun and bake a little bit. And you think maybe bring some Lowry's seasoning, and you're set.
Yeah, but what about water? Where are you going to keep water for 5 years?
Bury it in the sand.
Yeah, we gotta bring it. Yeah, never mind.
Bring a camel back. There's no gravity, so you could have a 100-gallon camel back on your back.
We gotta have room for it in the ship, though, the shuttle.
Compress the water. Good one, Randy. See what I did there?
And all the food.
Why don't you bring a couple hydrogen tanks? Little oxygen tanks, and then turn the valves on, and
I don't think that's
get your hands dirty.
I don't think you can make water.
Sure you can. You just, like, kneading dough.
Yeah?
Yep.
But liquid.
Yep.
So anyways, I don't think can you. You can't make water at all, can you?
No, they make water. There's.
I mean, I believe it could. I don't know.
When it's like when you ignite oxygen, one of the byproducts is condensation.
Well, both hydrogen. What would happen? Well, you would
lose.
But there's no oxygen on Mars.
Right. That's. Did you not hear me say bring oxygen tank? Need that stuff together, Mike. Need it. You don't just take flour and make donuts. You gotta mix some crap in there.
And add sprinkles.
Yeah. Mix a little love in with it too, and you got some water.
But anyway, NASA was excited.
Yeah.
I watched the live stream.
Did you see all of the Mohawk memes?
Yeah.
Oh my word.
Because one guy had a Mohawk.
And some stars. No. The one guy though is who they were concerned about. Big Mohawk. Well, not big Mohawk.
It wasn't even that big.
It was like Fauxhawk esque. Like, hey, look at me. But then he had like some little star crap in there, and it's like, ah, oh, crap.
Some glitter.
Bobcat. No, not a bobcat. Some glitter. Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Maybe he's doing craft time a little early.
He wanted to send a little nice little card to the Martians. So he was making some with glitter and glue beforehand.
Oh, makes sense. That's what I'd do. No, not what I would do.
So NASA also recently invested in Boeing, SpaceX, and Sierra Nevada. They gave them like $2.3 billion spread out between the three of them.
Yeah.
To work on their own space shuttles and stuff since they're not getting funded as well anymore.
So they can put the NASA name on the side. They're like, hey guys, we also have these little stickers. Could you slap one on the side?
Just put that right on the rocket there. Thanks. I'm sure it won't burn up on reentry at all.
Maybe not.
They're space-friendly stickers. This is what we've been spending all our money on.
You guys, check out these decals. So awesome.
But it's good for NASA to keep space exploration alive. What? What are you shrugging shoulders for?
I'm just shrugging. Keep going.
All right.
Maybe if you were in chat, you could follow along. But,
yeah, but I'm not.
But your Apple can't handle the chat, so...
I can stop recording and join chat.
Oh, look at me. Getting all power hungry over there.
I'm not
hungry. I will stop this podcast. We will stop it. You just relax
it
over there.
It could happen.
So, yeah.
So that's our space news for the week.
We landed on the moon.
We landed on Mars. And really, no, there was no we. It was a robot, I guess, in real life.
And they think they already saw an alien or something.
Yeah.
In the distance. Did you see that picture?
No.
Oh. There's like three pictures in a row, and then one of them, it was more
like
than three.
It's like a shadow.
There's
like Bigfoot,
something.
Right?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, you guys are retarded.
Bigfoot.
Friggin' nerds. Randy, we are nerds. No, we're geeks.
We had this
nerd
discussion.
News.
So, Square and Starbucks joined forces this week. Square will officially be the way mobile payments are taken in all of the 7,000 Starbucks across the nation. And they are investing, was it $25 billion?
Million.
Million.
With an M.
$25 million, still a lot of money. Into Square.
Does Apple think $25 million is a lot of money?
Probably not. Everyone thinks Apple should buy Square, though.
That would be stupid.
Square and Twitter. I always see those two as the two
I would
buy. What?
I'm not going to rant about Apple. I'm going to go
get
my...
We have plenty of Apple news coming up. Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm going to go grab my tablet.
We have plenty of Google news coming after that, too.
Woo! We should finish on good notes, though.
That goes Apple, then Google, and then random.
Okay, I've got some random, so.
In the future, when you go to Starbucks, they will be using Square to take your mobile payments. I think this is very good for Square. Whether or not it's good for Starbucks, I don't know. But it makes sense for them to get money back right away, because right away they're going to be making money off themselves. So the $25 million they put into it.
I still wish there was some like sort of specs that I could find out, like how much they're saving. I mean, that's the only way that it can be, right? Is that they're saving money switching to Square because of the transaction fees.
I'm sure they could be saving a little, but on top of that, I would have to assume that it's also because now not only are they saving money, but they're making money because they've invested in it. So every time it's used at their site, it's also, what are you looking concerned for?
Oh, they said there was no video. Is there video? Never mind. Okay.
We're good?
Yeah, I guess.
So anyway, Square.
Yeah.
But because they're putting their money into it, they're automatically making money because they're now using them. So it's helping what they've invested in be better.
But they're not... Is Square a public company?
No, it's private.
So they're not making money.
But when they go public,
so you think they're going to?
Yeah, eventually. Everybody always does. Not everybody, Mike. That's true. But because, but their investment, like later when they're evaluated at a lot larger sum, their shares will be worth more, even though they're still private. It could happen. Do you have anything else you want to say about Square or Starbucks?
I'd be more impressed if it was Caribou. I'm not a fan of Starbucks coffee. That's all.
I'd say, is Caribou local?
I don't really know.
They're based in Minnesota, I think.
Are you sure?
I'm fairly certain. But, I agree. I don't think, I mean, there are Starbucks around here, but I think in the rest of the country, Caribou isn't as big, so.
Oh. The couple raised money to start the first Caribou coffee shop in Edina.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's pretty sweet.
It makes sense because where else we find Caribou?
Not here at all.
Besides, you know, Alaska.
But they moved from, or they went on a trip to Alaska.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
No, I thought it was a Minnesota company, though. I wasn't 100% on that, but it seems to be very... Does it say how many stores they have?
Yeah, 415 stores in 16 states and one in the District of Columbia.
415. So Starbucks has 7,000, so it's a little bit bigger.
Well,
somehow the combination...
Caribou's coffee's better.
Well, I'm not going to disagree.
I know, because you don't drink coffee.
But it's good for them. And I mean, maybe Caribou will get it next. Square's way. They're disrupting mobile payments. They're disrupting payments.
Maybe I'm just going to stand in front of Starbucks with a Square plugged into my phone and start taking payments and laugh. And then I'll leave because...
Why would people just give you their credit cards?
Because I'm going to give them coffee or something.
From where?
Huh?
You're gonna, like,
from
have
my
a little,
back pocket.
Like, have a little pot sitting out there?
I might.
This guy.
You never know.
So anyways.
You're getting all crazy.
I'm getting crazy. You're the one stealing money from random people.
You know what?
Giving them coffee from your pocket.
Got it. Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, they're worth a little bit more.
What, Starbucks?
Yeah. Yeah, Caribou's only worth $262 million. Starbucks is worth, like, $11.7 billion.
Yeah.
I'll stick with... I'm supporting the little guy.
That's right. Over the weekend... Are you done with Square? Starbucks? You're cool?
Yeah. Move on. Get a Square if you don't have one. They're cool. I'll never use one, but I have one.
Yeah, so do I. You never know when it might come in handy.
Poker. Hey, Mike, you owe me... That's what I was going to say. Hey, Mike, you owe me how much for poker? Swipe here, please.
Maybe it'll work out at football drafts, too. Who knows?
Oh, good call. Anyways.
So, over the weekend, Matt Honan, who used to work for Gizmodo and now works for Wired. He actually worked for Wired before he went to Gizmodo, and he's back at Wired. But that's neither here nor there. He was hacked pretty hardcore on Sunday. The hackers gained access to his Apple ID account. They wiped his phone, his iPad, and his laptop by the fine. Because if you lose your phone, you can remote wipe it if you have the, you know, if you think it's lost, you don't want to lose your stuff. So they wiped that. They deleted his Google account and they took over his Twitter. They had access to his Gizmodo.
They literally ruined his e-life.
Right. Well, and on top of that, he didn't have a backup, and he had a daughter recently within the last year, and all the pictures he had of her were only on his laptop, and he didn't back them up anywhere, and they wiped his laptop.
So, part of me was like, oh, that's kind of sad. But really, being a tech person,
right? And he
hey,
is,
idiot.
And he is, and he successfully wrote, like, I hate myself for not having a backup. And that's really the tale. That's how, well, one of the two tales that have really come out of this. He wondered how they hacked his. So they were able to gain access to his mobile, his iCloud account because of a security hole by both Apple and Amazon.
Mainly Apple, though.
Right. He got credit card information from Amazon and some public knowledge, and then took that and called Apple and asked them to reset his password for his iCloud account, which they will do if you can verify the last four of a credit card, which they no longer do now due to this and the publicity it has caused. They have since ceased doing over-the-phone resets. And Amazon has also changed their policies as well. So the people were able to gain access to his iCloud account. And then they reset his Google account because when they went to reset it, the backup email was the iCloud account. So they said, hey, we need to reset this. We don't know our password or whatever. And they did it all within about a half hour. The hackers actually got a hold, well, he got a hold of them. They communicated, basically, because Matt told him he wouldn't call the cops on him or anything, press charges, if they would tell him how he did it. And their whole point, well, they started out because they liked his Twitter handle, because it's only three letters. That's why they picked him. And then they also, they said they liked to point
that, out and that holes. Was from the, what did you say, the hacker group name? It was like Deem or something like
Deeds.
That. Deeds.
It was like D33D. Right.
Yeah.
Deeds. And the hacker did apologize to Matt about the computer, and he said they didn't know they wiped that another member of his group did that, but.
And they're all pissed now, and they're going to rage on him, be like, Leroy Jenkins.
I don't know that that's going to happen.
That'd be funny.
But. So it's been a huge deal, and the lesson to be learned here is back up both remotely and if you can, or remotely and locally.
Remotely as in off of, yeah, like I've said it before. I've got now all like my pictures and my music are my most important things on my computer. Everything else is rebuildable. And I've got three backups of my music now, both online. One online, two offline on separate hard drives. And then same with my pictures. Actually, I just started doing all my pictures online. I'm possibly going to get Carbonite.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just got to watch your data caps.
Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, I also back up automatically every night, I think. So it's just a good practice, even if, I mean, obviously we don't
back up
have
your crap. It's so... Data, like hard drive space is dropping down again, so there's really no point in...
Well, and even both locally and all, there's so much free cloud space out there now to have it be remotely.
What's like Google, I've got all of my music is up, no, not all, 75% of my music is uploaded there, though, for free, and you can download it all if something happens.
Right. So, yeah. The biggest thing, and then obviously it became an issue for both Apple and Amazon, mostly Apple, which they have since changed. They've completely put on hold now. They're switching your password over the phone. So there's a new iOS 6 beta released, and it came with three pretty key features that people have noticed. First of all, there is no longer a native YouTube app. But Google and Apple both say that Google is working on making their own, which in the end is probably better for consumers and for Google and probably Apple, because the app will be updated more often and be more in sync with their regular user interface. Since right now it's only updated with the actual software updates for the whole operating system. Plus, Google will be able to run their own ads on it now, like they do everywhere else, which is kind of nice that they don't have it now, but if you watch a lot of YouTube, you're probably used to ads anyway. And then you can, another thing that was found was you can expand the screen size, another feature pointing to a larger screened iPhone coming out this fall.
Do you think the rumors are just a waste of time now because basically the case has been all but confirmed by Apple?
I mean, yeah, but it's just another thing saying.
So you don't even have to say it's a rumor. I mean, it's basically...
Well, everything, though, is rumor up until it happens. Oops. And then we'll know for sure. And then the other thing that came out in the beta was a Wi-Fi plus cellular option. So, like, right now, when you're on Wi-Fi, if you connect to a network and it's actually not connected to the internet, you're not going to get anywhere. But this allows you to, like, if you're on a weak hotspot, to allow the cellular data to help it so you always have a stronger signal, which is kind of nice. There's been a few cuts lately in prices of iPhones. Sprint recently cut it by $50.
What?
And Apple, the Apple stores will now be matching those discounts.
So does that mean since... Never mind. What? Nothing. 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 I was going to rant, but then I realized my rant was incorrect. So I have retracted the rant that never happened.
All right. But so now they will, in their Apple stores, match any discounts given anywhere else. And I don't know for sure if that means they'll just automatically do it or if you have to, like, as if, like, Best Buy and Walmart, where you're like, hey, I found this in the ad here for this much.
Hey, I found this one on Craigslist for $30.
I don't think they'll do that, but, like,
if what if I made a website?
Well, if you could make them believe it, I'm sure.
Best Buy iPhones.com.
I bet it has to be an authorized Apple reseller, I would imagine.
iPhones.com. Not registered. I'm going to register. Oh, damn, it is. Best Buy iPhones. Taken. Damn people camping.
Damn campers.
True story.
And speaking of Sprint, Sprint CEO Dan Hesse has recently publicly stated that he stands by their decision to invest in the iPhone, that it was worth a lot of money to them, and that they may be behind, but they are going to win in the end via customer service where everyone else fails. If that's really what they're going to do, more power to them.
Also... Is that all you had then for Sprint?
Yeah.
I was going to say, also for just random rumors for phones, there was a big rumor floating around that Samsung may purchase RIM. They came out and said, no, not interested.
They publicly stated before, because every now and then this rumor pops up whenever RIM's having difficulties. But
so, I don't know. I think it's next year that 10 is supposed to come out, and...
BlackBerry 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been supposed to come out for, like, the last year.
I know, but it's...
back. It's, like, February at this point. February,
I'm
March.
Giving people hope, Mike.
Nope.
Because they're so pumped.
Nobody cares about RIM.
There's nobody pumped about RIM 10. Yeah.
BlackBerry 10, here we go!
Like, even our work, we're going to be... it's possibly switching by the beginning, starting 2013. Like, all new... BlackBerries being purchased are only going to have a 1-year agreement with them because they're going to be...
And they're testing Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
I thought maybe they'd be testing both, really, but...
They should be, but that's another...
It's out of your hands?
Don't even want to talk about it right now.
He doesn't even want to talk about it right now. But... Yeah, like you said, though, everything that is rumor at this point is basically true with the iPhone. I mean, some stuff we still don't know. Who knows if it'll have NFC?
Do you think it'll have NFC?
I kind of think it will have NFC, but...
I think
it's like a 70% chance that it will. Like, I think
that's
it's...
not a very good percentage.
I think it's like 99% that it'll be taller. 70% that'll have NFC. I'd say 90% that'll be LTE.
And 100% that it runs on magic.
Oh, yeah, it always runs on magic. What else would it run on?
Unicorn blood and magic.
Phoenix feathers. Unicorn blood. What, you don't like that one?
No.
You never know.
You never...
It could happen. So transitioning into our Google news. Google will be adding Gmail results into your search results if you just search on their main page if you're signed in.
Do you think that's sweet?
Yes and no.
What are you like, oh, why is my shit in Google search now? Oh, man.
If I knew, but why don't you know what's in your email? Why won't you just search your inbox?
But what if you don't know it's in your email? What if you have 3 years worth of archived email and... you're like, oh yeah, I forgot I got that email from Mike 3 years ago when we started Bleed Geek, and he's like, hey, Randy, I will pay you $10,000 if Android takes over share of the market to iPhone. And he's like, sweet! Guess what, Mike? It's happened. Pay up, sucker.
I guess sometimes it would be nice, but I don't know. I would just... like, I always just search my inbox if I know I have something. Because it's the same search. But I guess if you're always...
does it
logged,
hurt?
I guess if you're always...
does it logged, hurt anything? Guess, does it hurt anything?
No.
Okay, then no
unless,
more.
Unless...
nope. And...
unless you leave your computer logged in and someone goes and like, hey, let me look something up real quick. And then something comes up.
Yeah, because like just what you said. If your email's signed in, you could do it from the same thing from your email.
But I'm
oh,
not,
shit,
I'm,
somebody's got
I'm
my
not,
phone.
I'm not thinking about that in advance. Like, hey, Randy, let me Google something on your computer real quick. And then suddenly I'm like, whoa, what are all these emails? I don't need to see that.
You're looking at my... I see what you did there.
I'm just saying.
Fair enough. That's why I don't go through the pictures on your iPad. I don't even know where the shit that thing's been.
Yeah, see, you never know.
I know.
Some things are better left on...
well, don't use Google when you're on my computer then. Use Bing.
Use Bing. Seems silly.
I say go Bing.
do you want to talk about Google translating pictures?
Boom. Google. Translate. Google Translate. Little app. It's a little ditty for your phone. Maybe your little Nexus 7. Android iOS just or Android OS just in general. Only works with 2.3 and above. That's my little disclaimer there. They just added a new feature. Maybe some people think it's been there for like 10 years, but it just got added today. I tested it out. So you can actually take pictures of signs. So like if you're from Germany and you want to translate this English sign, you say, I want to translate English to German. Take a picture of the sign and then you highlight in the picture what you want to translate. And it translates it for you. I tested it out. It's pretty sweet. And it was accurate.
It's funny because there's an app that's done this, but Google Search or Google Translate is free. The app that's been out is $5 or $10. and that's only just for Spanish. That's not even all languages like Google will be. So pretty much puts them out of business, I guess. World Lens, I think it was called. But so that's pretty cool.
It's not that serious. It's a cool feature. And it's free. Go, Google. Oh, wait. I can do this. We'll double fist this one. Go, Google. That's for free people who aren't watching. Maybe you should be watching.
You know, it's not
Thursdays,
free.
Thursdays, 8 p.m.-ish.
You know, it's not free.
Apple products.
$22.5 million that Google is paying to the FTC.
Over. Oh, for their, I didn't read the story, but I'm assuming this is for the cookies.
Yep, tracking cookies, their workaround in Safari.
And Google said, here, I've got that in my left shoelace.
The biggest, you think they said in their left shoelace?
Yeah, it's like tucked in there. Like, you know, if like you're going jogging, you don't have pockets, and you're like, ah, shit, where do I put my cash at? And you just kind of like tuck it in between the tongue of your shoe and your shoelaces. That's where they've got $25 million sitting.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd do.
But it is the biggest fee ever paid to the FTC.
Google's so, like, we're gonna make it rain. It was all with $1 bills.
Yeah, they just did that for a really long time.
I'm only at like 40 something.
I didn't think you're that far. Anyway. Do you have any other Google news you want to throw out there?
Make
Do you have any other Google news?
I don't think so. I meant to bring up my some stuff.
I just need to get back into my.
Let me go up here quick.
What? Google.
No, I don't have anything else. The Google Instant went down for a little bit.
Today?
Was it today only?
I don't know.
No, I think it was 2 days ago. But it's back. I mean, it's been back up and running. Nothing too severe. No, that's all I got.
Well then, moving on. Valve has announced that they're going to start selling non-game apps over Steam.
I did see that.
September 5th. So, you know, that'll be an interesting move. See how that goes for them. You don't like Steam? Is that what you said before?
I'm not a huge fan of.
You just don't like that one game.
Huh?
What's it called?
Half-Life?
Yeah. No. Which one of the... Not Tac Ops. Is Tac Ops or is it...
Tac Ops wasn't through there.
The other one that's very similar to Tac Ops.
Unreal Tournament?
No.
No, it was...
Tac Ops, and there's another game that, like...
Quake? No. Counter-Strike?
Yeah, Counter-Strike. Is that by them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no... Counter-Strike was Valve... Well, yeah, same thing. Valve, which is Steam.
Right. That's what I was getting at. You didn't like that one, right?
I didn't.
Tac Ops.
Right.
Because they're like Coke and Pepsi, right?
Totally. That is good. Except... Tac Ops had way better graphics because the Unreal Engine was leagues beyond it.
So Tac Ops was Pepsi. Mountain Dew and Mellow Yellow.
I like
Mountain
Dew.
We'll say.
I like Mountain or I like Mellow Yellow. Not
get the fuck out of here. Anyway.
That's
now that Randy's gone. No, I'm still right here.
I'm definitely still right here.
It's my house.
Why'd you turn my mic off?
You son of a...
Speaking of games, Amazon has created their own gaming studio.
What is it called?
Amazon Game Studio. They have one game out that they're working on.
Is it called Angry Birds?
No, it's
It's called Angry Loons?
Some, like, story game. Aimed at younger kids. But basically, they're taking on Zynga. Because as if they're not having enough of their own problems.
Zynga
right now.
Is all sorts of...
In related news, EA is suing Zynga because The Ville is essentially Sims Social, which it really is. But it's funny that they're getting sued now. They're not doing well. Their COO just got left because of insider trading. I don't know. They're falling apart all around them. Do you have anything else you want to talk about Zynga?
GTFO. I'm sick of them. Had enough. Yeah. I've got pretty much everything blocked on Facebook now at this point, so I don't really see too much shit, but still some of their crap filters through, and I'm like, ugh.
Whenever they get a new game, that's
curse
fine.
You! And then I'm over it again, because I block it.
So the Acer CEO warned Microsoft that they should be careful with the Surface, basically. But what are their other options, really? Acer, I mean, what are they going to run if they don't run Windows?
Right.
I mean,
Android?
It does.
They could run Android.
On the tablet, right?
Yeah.
But not on a computer like Chrome. It's a tough place at Microsoft. I mean, it's a step in a direction that they've always said they wouldn't do, and that's building their own hardware, but I don't know. Look at what's their best. Right now, their most profitable thing is the Xbox, and guess what? They made their own hardware.
Boom.
And so, hopefully the Surface, we'll see how it does. I think with the Nexus out and the iPad, it will still have problems. But at the other hand, I think a lot of professionals will equate it to Office. But, I don't know. We'll see what happens with it.
Sure.
Last week at the end of the podcast, we talked about Windows Metro no longer being called Metro.
Windows 8.
And so we said that that's they'd be calling it until then was Windows 8 style, but now it's official. That's what they're going to call it, is just Windows 8 style, which sounds
lame.
Lame. But it's even on the Xbox when they added the Metro UI. Now what? Now it's the Windows 8 UI on your Xbox? What else are you going to call it, I guess, you know?
Then maybe they need to name it something else.
Is that what they're going to call it on the Windows
like
7?
Like Genome. Maybe they need to make up something else.
Right now
maybe they need to create a word. Maybe they need to work with their marketing department and say, hey, guys, come on. We need something good. We need something catchy, like Xbox, but not. We need, like,
Xbox is Cube. Was catchy, but it is now, I guess.
It's very catchy. Xbox. It's kind of like saying Android. Or Windows.
But, like, on the Windows 7 phones?
Maybe they should call it Window Panes.
You should have called it Pane Style.
Or
Tiles.
Tiles.
Live Tiles. Ooh. They call it Live Tiles.
But or
they're a part of the
Cube. Windows Cubed. Get it? Do you get it? Because it's Windows 8, but it's also blocks. Do you get it? See what I did there?
It'd be too cubed.
I know, but
anyway. But like on the Windows,
you're not very good
on
at this.
The Windows 7 phones, they have the Metro UI, so they call it Windows 7 with Windows 8 style. That doesn't even make sense. And speaking of the Xbox, you can now order an Ouya for $109 now that they are done with their Kickstarter. They're free for anyone to pre-order.
Wow.
$109. What are you wowing?
That makes sense. I did hear... finish your story and then I'll go.
They made $8.5 million on their Kickstarter. I think it's
8.5. Did you say how many people?
Uh-uh.
64,000 people.
Quite a few.
Not
but
enough.
But not at the same time.
Yep. No.
There was some company that said they were going to work with, but I don't remember who it was. A bigger company for like, Xbox Media.
Shit.
Xbox Media Center is hooking up with them. Shit. Which is a pretty hacker... A very hacker-friendly environment that people put on either Apple TVs. They originally obviously put them on Xboxes, but they've been put on Raspberry Pis, Android devices, regular PCs used for media centers, and Apple TVs are a huge fan of, like, people like to put them on Apple TVs. But that's all I know.
Like, what he's talking about as far as...
What are you talking about?
The Ouya?
Ouya. What about it?
I don't know. Somebody in chat's questioning it. I'm gonna get a high five if I can tell them what you just said. I know what you just said. Maybe that's just because I'm in the know. Ouya, it's an Android run. Maybe if you go back 3 episodes? Possibly 4?
4.
Probably 4. We talked about it. Okay, are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I had heard rumor that Demonoid had went down a couple days ago. They're shut down. Ridiculous. That was, like...
It sucks.
That was, like, I haven't torrented something in a extreme... It's been a very long time, just because I used it for bigger files and stuff.
From what I hear, it's a good place to get ebooks.
But I haven't, yeah, so it's kind of, that's kind of crazy because it was an invite only and it was always really good service there. I mean, and I had no problems when I did use it.
Not that we ever torrent things.
Nope.
Cause I had a lot of,
like I said, I haven't torrented. Honestly, I haven't torrented in a long time, but that's just me. I don't get movies anymore, so I've got no interest. Do you have any other stories?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I have one more. This one was like a bit of a slap to my face. Just came out tonight, actually. Blizzard came out and announced, did you hear?
A patch?
No. Well, they put out a patch on their system, but they actually just announced that they ended up getting hacked.
Oh. That's no good.
They didn't give a date, but I believe it was on Tuesday because there was stuff that came through on, like, through my newsfeed from Blizzard. And they claim, like, so they've, yeah, there's illegal access on their network. They can't find anything that says that financial information was taken from them, but as of now, they said that they have, like, the hackers got email addresses and then hashed passwords. And they said the way that they keep their passwords is they they couldn't do it, like, in a big one-shot, like, unencrypt mall. It'd be, right. like, a one-on-one. So it affected all players on North American servers, which is ridiculous. Like, I don't even know how many millions of people, but they said they suggest every person who plays on a North American server, as well as, I thought there was one other, maybe it is just North American. I thought there was one other spot. Oh, yeah. North American, which includes people from North America, Latin America, Australia, New Zealand, and Southeast Asia, that you should go in, change your password, and change your security questions and answers.
And then, of course, if you've used that password associated with that email anywhere else,
change it there as well.
Change it. Just change all your passwords.
Yep. I just actually went through, I'm probably 75% done. I've been working on going through all of my passwords again and updating them. I like to try to do it like once a year just to
stay ahead of the curve.
Just to do it. And I know they say, like, really, like, especially if you have passwords like on bank information or credit cards, you should keep those ones different. So I've been looking into, I know there's a couple apps that you can use
Last
for like
LastPass and PassOne are the two that I hear the most positive reviews of constantly.
Yep. So I looked at LastPass. And so I'm pondering getting a password manager.
I've considered it. I mean, a pro subscription is like $15 a year, I feel like.
Yeah.
So it's, which is, I mean, you think about $15 when you're paying it at the time seems like a lot. But when you think about it, it's for a whole year. I mean, that breaks down to just barely more than $1 like a month. But $1.25. But
yeah.
But, it, you know, like that's cheap. And you can log in anywhere. And if you go into so even if you're like at work, let's say, you can keep all your passwords stored via LastPass and just log in and it'll delete at the end of your session, or if you use a public computer like at a library. Not that I think a lot of people do that, but some people do. So, but those two I would suggest to anyone who is looking, LastPass or 1Password. You have anything else, sir?
Oh, cripes.
No.
No. I think I'm good.
All right. As usual, you can always find us on our website, or if you want to find us on iTunes, just search Bleed Geek. You can follow us on Twitter at bleedgeek.com or twitter.com/bleedgeek. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bleedgeek. bleedgeek.tumblr.com. You can send us an email.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or you could call us and leave us a voicemail.
406-793-7782.
406-794. 406-79-GEEKS. Anyway. All right, you can follow us individually on Twitter as well. I'm at Mike037.
At the Crandall.
And I believe that is everything.
So did we say Facebook?
Yep.
Did we say Tumblr?
Yep.
Did we say our website?
Yep.
Did we say iTunes?
Yep.
Did we say Roseville?
No.
Okay. Roseville, Minnesota.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Represent! That's all.
And as always, we thank you for listening, and hope you all have a good night. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Rock and roll.
Go Google.